Sif Gimel of Simen Vav. This is about the bracha of Elokai Neshama. You know, the Shulchan Aruch is just summing up things, so he's not actually even saying to say it Elokai Neshama, just getting to a technical point about why it doesn't start with the word Baruch. But anyways, as everyone knows, there's a bracha in the Siddur Elokai Neshama, which is about the fact that you get your Neshama back every day to start afresh. Okay? Now, he's right away picking up with the issue. He says, Birchas Elokai Neshama, the bracha of Elokai Neshama, Eina Posachas B'Baruch. It doesn't open up with the word Baruch. In case you notice, it starts with the words Elokai Neshama. Now that's unusual, inasmuch as the Gemara Pesachim says, all brachas start with Baruch, and then with Baruch. And, oh, the short brachas, says the Gemara, like, you know, on a Brei Priya 8, or Birchas HaMitzvahs, okay, they just start with Baruch, because, like, once you've already said the beginning, that is the end already. There's one, it's a one-liner. But here the problem is you have no Baruchs in the beginning. That's a little weird. So he says the reason why is because it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, and it's not a Birchas HaNanin. Those are the two categories that are normally, most brachas are, and those ones require Baruch at the beginning. It's a third category called Shu Birchas HaHodah. It's a Birchas HaHodah, a special kind of bracha that has to do with, like, praising Hashem and thanking Hashem for something He does, which is a Birchas HaShvach. That's right. That's right. So that is like a rather uncommon type of bracha. It happens, and he says the contention of the Mechaber here is that Birchas HaHodah just do not need to start with the word Baruch, and he says that Birchas HaHodah ain poskim baruch. They do not necessarily begin with Baruch. For example, Kamosh Matzino, the Birchas HaGeshamim, if there's a bracha said by Geshamim, which I think La Halacha, people in Eretz Yisrael should say it, in the Chutz Laaretz they don't, but there's a bracha you say, Modu Menach Lach, Modu Menach Lach, right? Kol Tipa V'Tipa, that bracha, Baruch Rov, Rotun La Halacha, they fell away, later on, those halachas are discussed, the Ramah says we don't say it in Europe, because what's the big deal about rain? But here in Eretz Yisrael, because they don't need it, they're flooded out half the time. But in Eretz Yisrael, Lachor, you would say the bracha, and people do say the bracha, I believe. I believe so. That's something else altogether. This is a separate one-time bracha that you say on the first rains. It's the first rains. It's the first rains. Okay, it's a separate bracha that Hashem, we thank Hashem for the rains. Okay, it's a bracha that we say. I think it's lahalacha. I've said it before. When the chasim, it's the kalv, and the rain's like bouncing off the ground, like, there's a bracha to say there. Okay, in any case, he's just not a topic. But he just says here that bracha starts with the word like modim, doesn't start with the word baruch, so that's cool. Now, that's his contention. That's his answer to the question that you weren't worried about, which is why it doesn't start with the word baruch. Now, there's another hidden, like he's disagreeing with someone, those who say that Elokai Neshama is not starting with the word Baruch, because it's something called a bracha hasmucha l'chaverta, a bracha that's like, you know, next to its friend. It's like I'll call it a series of brachas that go together, a package deal, if you will. And in a package deal set of brachas, you do not need to start with the word Baruch every time. For example, when you say Shmoneh Esrei, if you haven't noticed Shmoneh Esrei, each bracha of Shmoneh Esrei of the 19 brachas, they do not start with the word Baruch. The beginning ones do, but then after that, you just have another one, Atachonen, and there's no word Baruch there until the end. The reason why is because they're all brachas hasmuchim lechaver tehem. They're all like in a string of brachas, like a package deal, and they're kilu relying on the bracha that opened up the series. So, there are those who want to say, not the how the Mechaber is coming out, those who want to say that Baruch Asher Yatzar and Elokai Neshama are this kind of package deal. They're two brachas back to back. Since they're like a set of brachas, the second bracha in the deal, the Elokai Neshama, is Samuch, is like a budding, it's Chaverta, its fellow bracha, Asher Yatzar. Since Asher Yatzar said Baruch for it, you need not start Baruch a second time. So he's behind the scenes that's floating around, and the Mechaber is saying, no, that's not the issue. That's not the issue. The issue is it's a different kind of bracha called the Birchas Hodah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah picks up at the.
That Shmoneh Esrei would be like that also.
Shmoneh Esrei remains. Shmoneh Esrei for sure is Samach L'Chaverta. For sure it's Samach L'Chaverta. Something else.
Because it couldn't get into that cloud. It's not a Birchas Mitzvah or a Birchas Nen. It's more like a Shvah.
Okay, fine. Correct. But no, but even the. The mechaber allows for this concept called a bracha that's samach lechaverta. He just says that's a, and then so you could say that's why Shmoneh Esrei, why we're not starting baruch after each of the before each of the 19 brachas. But he's just saying that's not the issue at play with Elokei Neshama. It's a different principle. So that's why he's starting. But the Mishnah Berurah is going to go dig up, go back to the trenches and bring up the old issue about samach lechaverta here. So he says, here in the Sifkat and Yudbeis, so Birkas Hoda, so now he says what I was summing up for you, Ve'ena, what he means, he's saying what the, he's speaking in words for the Mechaber, it is not a bracha that's smucha lechaverta, a bracha abutting its friend. V'lechein, therefore, Rishai Lomar Beboker, if that's the case, if it's not samuch, they're not like a package deal, then you're allowed to, when you get up in the morning, bekumo, you can get up and say the routine up to Elokei Neshama, but not including it. Like say, as you have it in many or most sidurim, you say Al Tilas Yadayim and Birchas HaTorah, and then Al Tilas Yadayim Asher Yatzar, Birchas HaTorah, and then Elokei Neshama. So he's saying what you could do then is say Birchas HaTorah, and then Ad Kan. When you get to Shul, your opening line will be Elokei Neshama, even though it's a long break. That's no problem because Elokei Neshama is not necessarily attached to Asher Yatzar. That's what the implication of what the Mechaber is saying. What? No, you don't. He's saying you could. He's just emphasizing the point that they're independents. That Asher Yatzar and Elokei Neshama they're not a package deal. No, wait. We're in the middle of a thought. We'll sum it up at the end. He's saying you could do that. No problem. According to the Mechaber, Asher Yatzar and Elokei Neshama, they're two separate brachas like any other two brachas, and therefore, since that's the case, you have no reason to say them back to back. Okay? Fine. So you could say Elokei Neshama based on Knesset and Yatzar Elokei Neshama over there. That's the tour. Now, Umakomakom. Now this Mishnah Berurah pipes in. Yesh Lasos Al Tzad HaYoser Tov. There's a better way to go. Lahasmich Elokei Neshama LeBirchas Asher Yatzar. To put them together, taka, back to back. Va'ayin Bir Gra. Simon Memvav. The Bir Gra says, Shadatu Gamken, the Birchas Elokei Neshama, Smuch LeBirchas Asher Yatzar. They taka should be together. The Gra said, according to his research anyways, the old, like the Rabbeinu Yonah and so on's Girsa, like early Rishonim, their Girsa was to have them back to back. Somehow it changed. It was the Siddur that you opened up at the time of the Gra, and the time of the, I guess, even the time of the Mechaber, those Siddurim have it how, like many of our Siddurim have today, a break between Asher Yatzar and Elokei Neshama. The Gra says that's a mistake in its own right. Because they should be some Mechaber, so they should be a team. And then Mishnah Berurah is saying, listen, the way to go is to put them together. You have no downside, and you have the upside of, if indeed Elokei Neshama is a smuch lechaverta, then it's missing the baruch, so you dare not break it up. So he says that's the way to go.
By the way, in the answer,
they do it that.
It's totally separate from the
baruch. Right.
It's at the end of all the brachos.
There's the Torah, right? Exactly. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Hebrew art scroll changed it. Is that right? I think so. If you look, I think that. Well, this this is the Gra. This goes according to the Minhag Gra, so this is for sure going to happen afterwards. And that, I'm saying that's the way to go. The art scroll, English art scroll, for sure has the Birkas HaTorah in the middle. I have this like funny recollection that maybe in the Hebrew one, the old Hebrew one,
the
English for sure has it that way.
That's the English one.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. Let's look at this one. What is that one?
This is the end.
How do they do it?
Okay.
It's after that's the one I use.
Yeah, they moved it back.
So there you go. So in the Hebrew one, they like, I don't know what to call it, they corrected it. Correct is like a harsh word to say. They changed it. And they made Asher Yatzar back to back with Elokei Neshama. It could, they might have had their editorial reasons. It might be because of the Mishnah Berurah. And you could, and the old art scroll from 20, that sitter's old, that sitter's like 25 years old, might have just like went with the standard.
There was
printing.
A new art scroll sitter. I wonder if they corrected it. The new English one.
Yeah, oh, I don't know. So, because correct is a strong word. I'm pointing out to you. The Mechaber says you don't need to, and the Ramah didn't pipe up on that, and that's the Siddurim word. Like, that's been a custom for a long time. In any case, it could well be they adjusted it. I don't know. They're editorial policies. It will be in Eretz Yisrael. The Gra sort of went out anyways. The Gra like got his way in Eretz Yisrael. Modern Eretz Yisrael, huh? Yeah, but I don't know. He's the editor. He might know, but he's not the editor of this. So in Eretz Yisrael, the Gra Minhagim like came to become get priority. They've taken a, and so it could be that they figured. This is for the Hebrew Israeli market. It's a Hebrew sitter. They might have done the Gra way because of that. I don't know. But in any case, what the Mishnah Berurah is saying is do it this way. Don't do it that way. That's what he's saying to do. Yosher, that's better. Yosher Tov, it's better. You don't lose anything and you only gain. So that's the Tzad HaYosher Tov, the better way to go. Now, okay, Nachon Lizar B'Zeh L'Charchila. And therefore he says, it's Nachon, the right thing to do is Lizar bezeh lacharchila, to be careful lacharchila, to not do what the article says, article English 1, and to do Asher Yatzar and Alakan Hashama back to back, and then say after that, Berchas HaTorah. Okay, so I'm changing. Put arrows in your, if you have the article sitter, put arrows. That's a good. So you should change it. The Mishnah Berurah is saying you should change it. Okay. You should say it then and there. You mean if you say Asher Yatzar like first thing in the morning, that's what you do. Then you should say it then and there. Yes, you should say it then and there. That's what he's saying. If not, then not. I mean, the Mechaber is saying not. If you ask me, no one's asked me. But if you ask me, if your normal day doesn't involve a long break between getting, if you get up and go to shul, that's your move. Then I would suggest that you just wait to get to shul and then say it all in one string, right? Because the answer is a dime issue that's there. We've discussed that issue. You don't have this break because like it's weird to say all kind of shum all of a sudden before you get dressed. I don't know. You could do it, I guess. But okay, that's you've seen all the pieces of the puzzle. Okay. Right, but correct. Although that's for sure true. You should not delay saying Asher Yatzar after going to the bathroom. That's true because you never know when you need to go again. I'm not disputing that principle,
the
initial one in the morning. It's but CUT it's different. You're not. If you get up and go from your house to shul, you will not need to go to the bathroom a second time. And if you do, then you have a condition that you should say Asher Yatzar indeed right away. But normal people, your bladder's filled up for 8 hours of sleep, you haven't drunk anything in the morning, like make taste, you're going to go to the bathroom again. It doesn't happen. It never happens. How could it happen? There's nothing that your bladder's your system's empty. Sorry? Once you have a coffee, then that's a whole new story. Agreed. If you're gonna have a coffee, you should say Asher Yatzar when you get up in the morning. But then, Taki, you might have the lucky good fortune of being able to say Asher Yatzar and Alakan Neshama again at Shacharis Simuch L'Chavarta all over again. Okay, so yes, you'll need to think of your particular situation. But I'm just speaking out. Okay, good. What? Fine. Now, new point. This the. Okay, the pre-chadash has this chiddush here, in case which is this: im lo berach birchas elokan neshama ad achar she's polish mona esrei. If you forgot to say elokan neshama, or you left it to last, I don't know what. You were so late to shul, you said you'll just do the absolute minimums to get to daven with the tzibur, and then you'll come back and make up the missing pieces. I'm not saying you should do that. I'm just saying that was your whatever. I make up a scenario where you really didn't say elokan neshama. So according to the pre-chadash, listen, Einu Mavarach Od La'achar Tefillah, it's too late. After you daven Shmona Esrei, you cannot say Elokan Hashem anymore. Why? He holds, Shekivin Shekvar Amar Mechaya Mesim. Since you said the bracha Mechaya Mesim, the second bracha of Shmona Esrei, which talks about the resuscitation of the dead, and that's very, very similar to Elokan Hashem, which says basically that you re-blew the Neshama back into me, you reassessed it to me, so it's your Yotzi, Hu Dom Lamachazir Neshamos. That's comparable to the return of the neshama on a daily basis, so therefore you shouldn't say it after. It says a pre-chadash. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, "Listen, the Bishari Tshuva jumps up and down and says, oh, no way, Jose, mefaklik ma'od b'dinzeh.' He says he doesn't like it one bit, but he says anyways, umasik. The bottom line says the Shari Tshuva, da kol panim. He says, listen, I'm not. I'm lock. He locks horns to the pre-chadash, but he says, listen, even the pre-chadash will agree with me this far. In Be'eisham Berchas Mechaya Mason, when you said the bracha of Mechaya Mason in Shmona Esrei, Haya Bedato, if you knew in your mind, you're thinking, yeah, but you know after the Levarach Elokan Neshama Achar Tefillah, you plan on going back and saying Elokan Neshama, then says the Shari Tshuva, that even the Prichadash would agree that Rishala Achar Kach Levarach, you can make a bracha afterwards. Ayin Shama Tam, he says the reason there. Forget the Lam, this means. That's that. So, as a matter of course, number one, don't skip Elokan Neshama. Number two, if you did, and you want to be afraid for the Pri Chadash, so then you should think, you should just have in mind, passively in mind, this would be so active, passively in mind, you know that you're going to not be Yotzi when you thought Shemana Esrei, so you can say it afterwards. Okay, fine. V'chein, Masha Pri Magadim, he also says in Semen Nun Beis, V'ayin Masha Ksavti Sham B'Bir Alacha. Okay, enough on that topic. Benuzach HaBracha, as far...
That's not one of the things you're allowed to skip.
No, you shouldn't skip it. You're not supposed to skip it. No, I don't know. You're not supposed to skip it. I'm just, if you did, whatever reason. You forgot to. I don't know. You did. Okay. Now, one last PS, he says, on this sif. Benusach HaBracha, the actual words you should say when you make the bracha of Elokei Neshama, lo yomar ata yitzarta bi. Don't say, you form the neshama in me. Rakata. What you should say is, Ata yitzarta, ata nefachta bi. You formed my neshama, and like the mapakeh, you formed it, and ata nefachta, and you blew it into me. Okay, it's a grammatical point, but it says the neshama wasn't made inside the guf, it was made out of the guf, and then blown into the guf. So he wants that the gear set to be out. I think there are gear cells to float around now like that, right? Yitzarta bi, nefachta bi. No. The Gra will be fine. No, I think there is. I think Mesach Nusach Sfar does it that way. I think still. I'm not sure. Anyways, don't do it. Says the no. Maybe not. Okay, good. So no one says it. Even better.